Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. It's very timely to begin this new, what he calls Ma'areches Ha'adam, which is the first section of this volume, the second volume of the Alei Shur, because it's Elul. Deep breath. That's a deep breath. Which means that Rosh Hashanah is right around the corner. Yom Noraim. So we're thinking about, it's a good time to think about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ourselves and where to start. So he talks about where to start. He has to start somewhere. So he has what's here. It's called Ma'areches Ha'adam. You see on side A. It's the Ma'arecha literally means the arrangement, the section. So the section of the person. And the question he's going to deal with has to do with prioritizing or thinking about how we, in the constellation of things, where do we plot things on a chart? I'll explain what he means in a second, but to appreciate what he's talking about, I think we should start with a halachic analogy. Ready? I don't know how many of you learned in a traditional brisker yeshiva, but even if you didn't, after the next 5 minutes, we'll assume that you did. In the world of brisk, there is a classic, what's called a chakira, a distinction between two kinds of issues. One is called a cheftza, the other one is called a gavra. Those are Aramaic terms that mean the item or the person. This originates not in those terms, but in these concepts in the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Nedarim in the context of oaths. But the distinction cuts across all areas of halacha. So, for example, when we talk about a cheftza, an item, that could be a physical item or it could be an action, something defined. Whereas when we talk about a gavra, that's focused more on the person. So in the context, let's say, of Hilchos Shabbos, Achronim, the later commentaries, let's say about 150 years ago, this was a popular question. On Shabbos, what's the problem of malacha? Is the problem, and I'm using these terms again, of the cheftza, that the item or the outcome or the substance was created? You know, you're not supposed to write on Shabbos. So is the issue that now, when Shabbos started, there was nothing written on this page, and now it's Saturday morning and something is written on this page. Is that the problem? Or is that the gavra, I, as a person, engaged in the activity of writing? What's the, we call nafkamina? What's the difference between these two sides of this theoretical question? Well, is it a problem to ask someone who's not Jewish to write on Shabbos? So if you say that this is an issue of the cheftza, the item, well, now you have something written on Shabbos. So God's world at rest has been disturbed by the non-Jew writing. But if you say that the issue is in the gavra, it's in the person, so then I didn't rest, I didn't do activity, so it's not a problem. You hear the distinction? Let me give you another example, and here's the practical nafkamina that comes up. A distinction between these two. You see this? Telltale sign of what? Tefillin. Okay. So, is tefillin a mitzvah in the gavra, in the item? Or is it a mitzvah, I'm sorry, is it a mitzvah in the cheftza, in the item? Or is in the gavra, the action, the person? Which is it? You're saying that it's an issue in the person. Okay, that you have a mitzvah, lahaniach, you have to put it on, so that's an action-oriented thing that relates to the person who's laying the tefillin. Anybody disagree? Yeah? Okay, it's ohaya lo'os al yadcha, it has to be an os on your arm. So here's the nafkamina between these two distinctions, these two opinions. If you say that it's a din in the gavra, that it's a question of the person, well, we have a principle in halacha called shlucho shel adam, kamoso. The agent of a person is like that person. But it's a din, if it's a din in the cheftza, Achronim point out, wait a second, can I make you into me as a person? as an entity? No, you can't do that. I can only deputize you to do something on my behalf. I can't make you into me. So, if tefillin were exclusively a mitzvah that was related to the gavra, to the doer, then I could deputize somebody to lay tefillin. But if tefillin is related to an arm, I can't. Your arm cannot be my arm. What's that? Exactly. So tefillin is an example of both. What's the nafkah min of this? Let's say, lo aleinu, to somebody, you know, this happens sometimes, especially with elderly people, that you have someone and they don't have the ability to put on their own tefillin. An elderly gentleman. So he can't lay his own tefillin. So what can this older man do? He can ask someone, he can make a shaliach to do the putting on of the tefillin. But let's say, Rahman Litzlan, this man is in a cast. Both arms are in a cast. Can he make a shaliach to put the tefillin on somebody else's arm? No. Because from the perspective of the item, that you can't transfer. The action part of it, the gavra, the person doing, you can transfer. But the location of it, you can't transfer. Okay? This is a distinction that comes up all over the place. So, lighting Shabbos candles, the gavra, the person, is the woman who's lighting the candles. The chevtza is the candlestick, or the candle, or the wick, the fire. Gavra and chevtza. So Rav Volbi opens with an interesting question. Our job in life is to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into the world. So how do we do that? Well, one of the principal ways we do that is the performance of mitzvos. So the question he raises is a fascinating one. From a global prioritization level, which is more important? The person doing the mitzvah or the accomplishment of the mitzvah? That's the issue that he raises. Interesting question. Meaning, if you were to plot on a chart, what's going to be in the center of that chart? Is it going to be the mitzvah or is it going to be the person? That's the chakira that he raises here on side A. And he says, if you look on line 5, Ha'im ha-Torah atzma ha'ikar, is the main focus, the main issue at hand, the Torah itself? O ha'adam ha-mekayem osa, or the person who fulfills the Torah. If Hashem wants that the world should be perfected, we are the agents of perfection, right? Each one of us has that special secret agent of God cap. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam put us here. Everybody has a little piece to fix. That's what we're going about our day. That's what we're discussing about every week, that each one of us contributes to bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam into the world to a greater and greater extent every day. Well, that mission has two parts. It has the manual, it has the stuff that's supposed to be done, and then it has the person who's carrying it out. Well, which is more important? Now, why is this question important? Well, you tell me, why do you think this question, why is this chakira? You know, we don't, at least some people, we don't make chakiras for the sake of chakiras. You don't distinguish, it's not some exercise in mental gymnastics. Why is it important to consider which issue takes priority? The question of the Torah itself, the fulfillment of the mitzvos, or the person who's fulfilling it? Why is that a good question to ask?
Because if you can't do something, the question is, was it important to actually do that mitzvah, or is it important for you to be doing what you're busy with?
Okay, so one case where you have to understand how to prioritize is when you have a conflict, when it's not possible to accomplish both goals. So that's one distinction, yeah?
Whenever you have a person who is really struggling internally and they don't feel committed to doing a mitzvah, but are they getting the power, or getting the, if they just do the action, but their heart is not actually.
Okay, great. So can you distinguish between a dry, soulless, mechanistic fulfillment versus one which is wholly engaged. So we definitely can distinguish between those. And we could even argue in that case that there's a benefit to both. The question is, why does it matter which one is more important? It's almost like a 7 and 8 year olds talking in the playground, like, well, this is better than that. And you're like, well, what's the difference? Why do you ask whether this is better than that? They're both important, right? From obviously from a holistic standpoint, I think Gina pointed out about the tefillin, a lot of mitzvahs are both. You have a din in the gavra and a din in the chefza, you need both. So it's, of course, it's true that in an ideal level, we are always trying to develop both the chefza, to make sure that we do the mitzvahs in the right way, and the gavra. You know, going back to using our Shabbos candles example, well, there are very specific requirements about the chefza. It has to be done at a certain time, and the Mishnah says it can't be, it's not so common today, but it can't be utilizing particular types of oils that either have a very foul smell or they won't burn well. There are a lot of particulars about the item. And then there's mitzad the chefza, mitzad the gavra, the person. How do we think about it? How do we prepare for it? Are we like totally stressed out? Can we take a minute to have kavana, to make hachanas, to prepare? So we have both elements. Why is it important to figure out which one is more important? So from this standpoint, perhaps, we talked last week about the avoda of growth, of personal growth. It's a question of where do you start your work first? That's why this question is important. Because if what's more important is the mitzvah, then you know what we should do? If you only have a half hour to week a week to learn, instead of learning about personal growth, we should learn Hilchos Hadlakas Neros. Right? What's going to take up the majority of our focus, at least initially, with this question? Are we focused to make sure that all the things that we're doing are important, which we have to do, we got to make sure that gets done? Or do we also want to make sure that there is enough time, and maybe even before we start focusing on the mitzvos, we want to make sure that we're in the right place to do those mitzvos? That's the nafka mina of this question. So how do you think he rules? Well, what's the title?
You should work on yourself.
That's it. All right, now you're getting where he's going. He has to justify why it is that from a holistic standpoint, all the things that he's going to talk about in this book that is 728 pages long, he's starting with Ma'areches Ha'adam, the person.
But not before you do the mitzvah, maybe before you learn about the mitzvah. I mean, I can't just decide not to light Shema candles, so I'm working on myself.
Right. So, and that's maybe something that Jenny was alluding to before, which is, of course, these things have to go together. And part of why I think this issue is relevant to us is because I suspect that most of us, to the extent that we are educated, you know, I've only been learning for 20 years. I have a lot more to learn. So I'm sure probably the more I learn, the more I'll realize things that I need to do. But to some extent, we're doing the stuff. The question is now, where do we drill down to the next level? Right? If you have somebody who comes to convert to Judaism or to begin their path of observance, you wouldn't tell them, you know, we're going to learn Mussar for the next 3 years. When you get that right, then we're going to talk about, you know, Kashrus, Mikvah, Shabbos. That's obviously ludicrous. But I think what he's talking about is he's addressing, the first one was for Yeshiva Bachar, but he's addressing the people who are coming to his Vadin, us. We're doing the stuff. The question is, well, of course, we're going to also come back to learn the laws of Shabbos and all those things. But his suggestion is that when he's thinking about how to order what he wants to deal with, he's going to first deal with the first section, which is going to be the person. How do we deal with our person? Then we're going to deal with Torah, Yerushalayim, mitzvos, all those things. But from a development standpoint, he wants to just talk about how do we make sure that we're in a good place. Does that make sense? Yeah.
This is a quickie.
Sure.
One of my grandchildren went to Israel this year, like a lot of people, and usually they take the boys right to the kotel.
Okay.
Number one. This was different. The Rebbe said, you usually go, they usually would take it to the coast guard. We're not going. We're going to go and we're going to learn how to go to the hotel. All the, you know, the dinner and everything. And in 4 days or so, then we're going to go to the hotel. So that's kind of a bad thing.
Yes. You know, it's exactly, and I don't think there's one right answer. You know, it's a dialectic. So, A, it'll depend on what a person's stage in life is, what their personal natiya is. There's no question that there are a lot of people that this discussion, the ma'arecha sa'adam, it doesn't speak to them, so it's not for them bechlal. And this whole question of, right, where do you start? That's exactly what he's struggling with. So his suggestion, what he wants to argue today, is that you start with the person. Others actually might disagree. You might find people, especially if they're not in the school of Musar, or they're not in the school of Chassidus, where they're, you know, especially Chassidus is different than Musar, but it's very much related to us as people and our relationship with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They might say, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what we need to do? We need to focus on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you're gonna develop your personality and it's gonna have an effect on you. That's exactly what he's arguing against that. That's his Chiddush. Now, he doesn't just make it up. So let's go to the second side, where he brings several proofs. The first one is a long marmakum, a long source on side A that I don't want to deal with today. It's too long. But you see line two on side B. He's working here, he's building off of a Gemara in Psachim, which describes the relationship with Torah as the relationship of a husband with a wife. That's the relationship that's being modeled here. It's line two. HaTorah, he begeder ishto shel Talmud Chacham. The Torah is, in a certain sense, like the wife of the Talmud Chacham. Atmaha? Atmaha is, what are you talking about? I'm wondering. Atmaha? Halo, hi hakeser al rosho. The Torah is not a separate entity for the person. The Torah is the crown that we each wear ourselves. What do you mean the Torah is like my sidekick, my second half? It's me. Vehi, line three, suraso. Ve'ich medamim osa l'isha. How is that compared to a wife? He says, heim, heim hadvarim. This is what I'm trying to convince you of today. HaTorah, hi mamish ha'ezer kenegdo shel HaTalmud Chacham. The Torah is the Ezer Kenegdo. It's the partner of the Talmud Chacham. Al Yada Magia Lishleimuso. Like we said a minute ago, others might disagree with this. And this is also not saying that the Torah is primarily a self-help book. That's not what it's saying. But it's saying that if you're thinking about where the focus is, well, the focus is, in life, the focus is on myself, Chayecha Kodman, and then everybody around me fits into my circle. My spouse, my family, my friends, my neighbors, they're concentric circles. He says, HaTorah Ozeres La'adam, line 5, Bali Gavul. The Torah assists a person without measure. Aval HaTachlis Hu, the main thing, Shehu Yagia L'Shir Komaso B'Tachlis HaShleimus. What does Hashem want from us? That each one of us should accomplish our mission. What we said last week, the best that we can be. We have a neshama. That neshama was given to us way back. It's on a journey. It's going to come back to its tzur, its makor, its source at the end of our journey. The goal is always to stay focused to make sure it's my neshama as sparkly and developed as it can be. That's the main thing. And the best tool, the best assistant, the best partner to do that is the Torah. So he gives an example on line 6. He says, Adam Arishon, when God created Adam Arishon, so there is a medrash that Adam Arishon was so enormous, he was so great, he was misof ha'olam va'ad sofo. Now, we don't know exactly what that means, that he was from one end of the earth to the other. He was that tall, he had such a wingspan. It's hard to know that if that's meant to be taken literally. But it meant that Adam Arishon was great. And what happened? they ate from the Eitz Hadas, and all of a sudden this giant, no, maybe it's like 5'9". I guess everything is relative. He was shrunk down. His koma, his height, was diminished. So that's a goal. He says, beginning with Adam Rishon, our job is to stand up straight and to be as tall as Adam Rishon once was. So the more we develop ourselves and connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nourish the neshama that we have, we're growing. We're getting back to that original height, he says, of Adam Rishon. Look at line 12. Kol Tachlis HaTorah, halfway down line 12. The whole goal of the Torah, Acharei Matan Haluchos Hashniyim, after the gift of the second tablets. Why is he talking about two tablets? Because the Gemara says that when we got to Maim and Har Sinai, when we got to Sinai, our status was elevated. We went back to the state of Adam Rishon before he ate. But then we did the ego, so it was diminished again. So we got the second tablets, the second time, the second chance. Line 13, He lahachzir lanu madregazu, to go back. The Torah, the broken luchos, put aside. Give us a new luchos, new tablets. Ve'ein mitzvah kala v'chamur b'torah, she'ein t'chias ha'mesem t'luya ba. He quotes the Gemara in Kedushin, that every mitzvah that we do is an element that builds toward t'chias ha'mesem, to the resurrection of the soul. So what he's arguing in here, therefore, on line 15 is, Hayesh od safek, do you have any doubt? Im yesh l'ha'amides ha'adam atzmo l'merkaz avodaseinu. Are you in doubt as to whether or not the person is in the middle? Not at all. The person is in the middle. We need to focus on what kind of people we are when we get to lighting Shabbos candles. After that, we should focus on the Shabbos candles. Obviously, if we're not lighting Shabbos candles, so we should find a nearby Chabad guy. You know, one of the things, I had many amazing experiences in my life. So one of them was that when I learned in Israel, in Keren B'Yavne, I went with a couple of Chabadskers and we stood on the street corner in Ashdod giving out Shabbos candles and putting tefillin on people. So first of all, the amazing thing was how many people who looked totally mamash secular, and we would say to them, Adoni, ata rotzeh laniach tefillin? You want to put on tefillin? And the people would look at you with such disgust, such umbrage, like, Ma, ta choshev shani lo miniach tefillin? Tereh ma olech bo. You know, like that was a thing. Amazing. Mi kam chesol. You looked at mamish, all the various simonim that don't look so Yiddish, but, so that was number one. And number two is, the Rebbe said, you got to get people first lighting Shabbos candles. So we're going to get that. We're going to make sure we would give out Shabbos candles. What time Shabbos candles? Good. But once we're doing it, we're all doing it, so where are we going to focus? We know what to do, so now where are we going to put the focus of our growth? It's Elul. Let's figure out one thing. What am I doing in one area? And that area has both sides. It has the Chefza side. I got to make sure, maybe this Elul, I want to make sure that I have my Shabbos candles pre-singed. This was the thing, this appears in Shulchan Aruch, to have them prepared early in the day. That's not such a crazy bahala 5 seconds before shkia, whatever. You know, and then there's the mitzah, the gavra, the person. And Rav Volb is saying that the person needs to be in the center. That's the focus. Uma no ra. Now he's going to say something. You have to be careful who you say this to because they might get upset at you. Just be careful. I'm warning you. Ma no ra hi. Hatos, line 16. The mistake. How awful is it? The mistake. Lachshov, to think, sha'al yedei kiyom ha-mitzvos, that through the performance of mitzvos, mimela, you see that block letter? Mimela is an Aramaic word which means for, by the by, automatically, on its own, mimela yia adam ha-shalem. I'm going to be the kind of person that I can be, that I want to be, that the Rebbe Shalom expects from me, by just walking through all the steps of what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If it says in the Shulchan Aruch, I'll do it, and by the time I'm finished that, I'll be the Adam HaShalem. He says, some people think that. They're dead wrong, he says. Manora, how awesome it is. Chas v'shalom. We might think that that's possible, next line at the end, Ein Memela, there's no such thing as just happening. We're not going to become the good, spiritual, whole people, Adam HaSholem, that we want to become just by going through the motions. We need to focus on our development. There's no way. Madrega, line 18, She'ein Adam Mesim Libo Elel Lo Tovo Elav. A Madrega, a level that a person doesn't set as a goal, will not come. Shleimus Sha'adam Eino Shokin Elel, wholeness that a person doesn't strive for, doesn't set as an aspiration, Lo Tiye Lo. Now, obviously, it says here on line 19, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeh Ascharon Shel Mitzvos. Obviously, you're going to get merit and reward and schar for doing mitzvos. You'll get a merit for doing every mitzvah that you do. But that's not going to be the shleimus. That's not going to be the whole person that we're trying to become. What's in the center? Says Rav Volbi, the gavra's in the center. We want to make sure that we are in the middle. Now, what does that mean? Obviously, in the middle of every circle is the Ribono Shel Olam. The more that we reflect our neshama, the goodness, the ruach of nedivus, of generosity, of spirituality, of refinement that's in every person, the more those are exactly aligned, that's the gavra, that's the person. And then we're going to do the mitzvahs. The more our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aligned, is matched up, then we're in that place of the Adam HaShalim. So the goal of this Sefer, he says, is to make sure that our Adam, our person, our personality is in the center of the focus. And that's going to exist across our lives, whether it applies to mitzvos or it applies to other aspects of things that we do. When we talk about how we interact with other people, when we take a step back and we realize, you know what? What's more important that I get out of this conversation is not what I get that person to do or not to do. It's how I interact with that person, right? Because that is the reflection of who I am, the way that I speak to that person. That is the avoda, that's the work mitzvah the gavra. It's not easy. In a certain sense, it's easier to focus on, all right, let's make sure that the candles have the requisite amount of oil. But that's not the main avoda. The main avoda is to make sure that we are more in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a gavra, as a person. Have a great week. Thanks for coming. Thank you.